Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. OpenAI launched GPT Live yesterday, a new generation of voice models built on a full duplex architecture. That means it can listen and speak at the same time. The company says it makes talking with AI feel much more like having a real conversation, with fewer awkward pauses and interruptions.
GPT Live can show it's paying attention with phrases like mm-hmm or yeah, and it delegates more complex work to frontier models like GPT 5.5 in the background. It's rolling out now as the default for ChatGPT Voice, with a larger version for paid users and a mini version for free users. The model is currently English only, with more languages planned later this year.
One number to know today: $19 billion. That's the expected contracted revenue over 20 years from Anthropic's lease with TeraWulf for a data center campus in Kentucky. It's a signal of the massive, long-term infrastructure commitments AI companies are now making.
First, Noma Security disclosed an attack called GitLost that shows how a prompt injection could trick GitHub's preview agentic workflows into leaking private repository content. The researchers say it illustrates a core risk. Any AI agent with access to both untrusted external content and sensitive internal resources can become an unintended bridge between the two. They demonstrated the attack using a malicious pull request description. The vulnerability didn't require stolen credentials, just a crafted GitHub issue that the AI agent interpreted as instructions.
Next, Varonis Threat Labs disclosed a now-patched vulnerability in Google Cloud's Dialogflow CX platform called Rogue Agent. The issue was in the Code Blocks feature, which lets developers add custom Python logic to chatbots. Agents in the same GCP project shared a runtime environment, so an attacker with edit permission could override execution files and access conversation history or steal credentials. Google issued fixes in April and June. Verona says it's not aware of any real-world exploitation before the patch.
Anthropic is expanding its Claude Cowork AI agent to web and mobile. Based on analysis of over 1 million sessions, the move lets enterprise users monitor and manage long-running AI tasks from anywhere. The data showed business process and operations accounted for the largest share of usage at 33%, with software development at 8.7%. The web and mobile experience is in beta for Mac subscribers, with support for other plans coming in weeks.
Prime Intellect, a startup providing computing power and tools to help companies build their own AI agents, raised a $130 million Series A at a $1 billion valuation. The round was led by Radical Ventures, with participation from NVIDIA Ventures and Intel Capital. Prime Intellect already has customers like Ramp and Zapier, and the company says it has an annualized revenue run rate of $100 million. The startup's pitch is that companies can avoid reliance on frontier labs by training their own agentic systems.
OpenAI announced it helped found the Appia Foundation, hosted by the Linux Foundation, to develop open specifications for AI safety standards. The effort is aimed at creating a shared technical language to help institutions evaluate and govern advanced AI systems. OpenAI says this is part of a broader push to translate international standards into practical assessment criteria.
Finally, OpenAI is launching GPT 5.6 today after a government delay was lifted. The company says it beats Anthropic's Claude on coding benchmarks at lower cost. Pricing is reportedly set at 50 cents per million input tokens and $2 per million output tokens for the 128 billion parameter version.
One thing to try. Inspired by a Reddit analysis of coding agent sessions, the poster found that across 235 pieces of feedback they'd given to agents like Claude Code, the same 11 issues kept repeating. The agent would apologize, the session would end, and the correction was forgotten.
The simple fix is to keep a short, plain text list of your most common corrections or instructions for an AI agent. Before a new session, paste that list into the chat. It's a low-tech memory loop that stops you from reteaching the same lesson every single time.
That's Compact Conversations for Thursday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.